Then we need the living dictionary. Her superior intellect keeps the crime world in check. Go, girl! Huggy faces by her side, vocabulary a mile wide. She'll make sure that crime will pay and throw some mighty words your way. Word up, it's Word Girl.
Today's featured words are perplexed and redundant. Late one night, inside the local copy shop,
man, I hate working nights.
Well, thanks, Dave.
Dave thinks he's so great. I should be manager of this copy shop, not Dave. So what if he's nicer than me, and he gives correct change, and he never once bit a customer on the leg? He doesn't love the copiers like I love the copiers. That's right, baby. Mommy loves you.
Hey, Beatrice!
Yes, Dave? Oops. Sorry. Clumsy.
Hey, don't be so hard on yourself. We all make mistakes. Hey, listen, do you mind watching the store for a bit?
Yeah, sure. No problem.
I'm gonna carry Mr. Tompkins' copies to his car.
You don't have to do that.
Oh, no, I insist. Wouldn't want you to get a paper cut.
Well, thank you, Dave. You are the best.
Oh!
Are you okay, Beatrice? You seem a little upset.
Who, me? No! Oops, oh. Now, why would I be upset? I love my job here. But I'm... thanks for asking, Dave. Thanks.
Oh, anytime. Listen, if you ever need to talk about anything, my door's always open, okay?
You bet. Thanks again, Dave.
Okay, great. Back in 10.
Bye. Oof, Dave. It really perplexes me how anyone could think he's a great manager. I should be in charge of this place. Me. Oh, I'm sorry, baby. Mommy didn't mean to hurt you. What's this? Never seen that button on a copy machine. Merge with copier. That's odd. Well, I do love pressing buttons. I feel strange. Odd. Weird. This could be very useful and helpful and beneficial. And I like the outfit.
A few days later, some villains are up to no good in the city. But not to worry, Word Girl and Captain Huggyface are...
on the case!
You know, I have one job.
Sorry. Don't worry, Captain Huggyface. These ruthless criminals won't get away!
Wow, what'd they steal?
3 couches.
Yikes, pretty ruthless.
Well, actually, they stole 1 couch, 1 sofa, and 1 futon.
Huh, you'd think just one would do.
You take the one that went right, and I'll take the one that went left. I know, but what can we do? We'll just have to let that last one go.
Lady Redundant Woman.
What's up?
You'll find out soon enough. Later, back at the copy shop.
How couch looks nice, but without the sofa and futon, the break room feels unfinished, incomplete, undone. Curse, word girl, for foiling my plan.
But I did get away. Not every supervillain who battles word girl can say that. I have the power to make copies of myself. Copies that do whatever I say. Tell me I'm a super evil genius. You are an amazing evil super genius who deserves to be manager.
Really? Oh, wow. Thank you. It's so nice to be recognized for who you really, I mean, I really am. Now, bye-bye.
But now back to my plan to make this break room the most fabulous, outstanding, top-of-the-line break room in the city. Once I do that, the rest of the employees will realize that I should be their boss, not Dave. Then they'll run him out of town and make me copy shop manager for life.
Hey, Beatrice, I was gonna run out and buy some pizzas, you know, as a thank you for everyone's hard work. You like pepperoni, right?
Oh, yeah, sure. That's really thoughtful. Thanks, Dave.
No, thank you.
I should be the one asking you if you like pepperoni pizza, Dave. And for the record, although I enjoy pepperoni, I prefer black olive and green pepper. Not such a great manager now, are ya, Dave?
Oh, don't mean to be a bother, but, I seem to remember you saying black olive and green pepper pizza was your favorite. Is that right?
That's right.
Well, then black olive and green pepper it is.
Okay. Touché, Dave.
I still can't figure out how those villains got away.
Hey, little puppy. Nice bow.
And I'm still perplexed as to why someone would want to steal three things that are essentially the same thing. It's so redundant. Yes, I know I've said it before, but that's because it's true. Hey, Violet, I need to pop into the copy shop to make copies of my report card. What? I need one for the fridge, one for Mom's fridge at the office, and one for my records. I'm just thorough, that's all.
No problem, Bex. My mom needs stamps, so I'll be in to buy some as soon as I finish petting this doggy. Oh, you're a good doggy. Yes, you are. You're so good. You're good from the inside out.
Here you are, ma'am.
Thank you so much.
I know you wanted them all on white, but I went ahead and made you 20 on white, 20 on eggshell, and 20 on ivory.
It doesn't matter to me. As long as Word Girl sees these flyers thanking her and her sidekick for returning my valuable sofa and futon.
Well, it's no big deal, really. I bet that's exactly what she'll say when she sees those flyers. I like the eggshell.
Hey, what's the big idea?
Just trying so hard to be so nice. I am so sick of hearing everyone talk about how Word Girl beat the bad guy, the villain, the rogue.
Well, she is a hero.
Yeah, she's right.
Is there a key for the bathroom?
Not so. First of all, the thief got away. Second of all, she didn't catch me. And third of all, I escaped.
You?
Yes, that's right. Me, myself, and I, Beatrice Bixby, am the notorious, the villainous, the sinister, Lady Redundant or Woman.
Excuse me. Do you sell stamps?
Yeah, and there's a machine over there by the pens.
Thanks.
Well, Lady Redundant Woman, the only couch you'll be sitting on will be behind bars.
I laugh at your threat. And I chortle, too. And I chuckle as well.
Geez, you certainly live up to your name.
What do you mean, Word Girl?
Well, redundant means being needlessly wordy or repetitive, like saying laugh, chortle, and chuckle. She said the same thing in slightly different ways.
Ooh, or like stealing a couch, a sofa, and a futon.
Exactly.
Wow, now I'm smart.
But what still perplexes me is how your two assistants got away the other night. We opened the vans, but no one was there.
Well, you're perplexed.
You're confused. You're bewildered because I alone stole all three of those pieces of furniture, you see? Word girl, I have superpowers of my own. Watch carefully. Pay attention. Please, observe. Impressive, isn't it? Redundant knees. Attack.
We have to split them up. Divide. Separate. Oh, right now I'm redundant. We have to hold them off.
So they stopped a few of my copies. Do they actually think they can stop me? No! What's going on?
Looks like you're out of ink. And time. Now, Huggy!
Let me out of here! Release me! Let me go!
She's all yours, officers.
Don't worry, Beatrice. I'll find someone to cover your shifts.
Thanks, Dave. That's awfully nice. Direct! I'm supposed to be manager of this copy shop. I'm supposed to be in charge.
We get it.
So Word Girl and Captain Huggy Face ward off evil once again, saving the city, the metropolis, the municipality, the...
Pretty redundant.
Right. Stick to the script. Okay. Tune in next time for another amazing adventure on Word Girl.
I'm Bo Handsome, and this is...
May I have a word?
As usual, the player who correctly defines today's featured word will win a fabulous prize. Let's play!
May I have a word?
Yes, you may. Today's featured word is smash. To give you a clue, here are some clips from Word Girl that show the correct meaning of the word. You okay?
That's funny. The word is smash and you smashed your hand. You could also say you struck, hit, or whacked your hand.
Well, Tommy, while you did correctly define smash, you didn't buzz in, so... Yes, Phil?
What he said?
Well, that... It technically is correct. Congratulations, Phil. You are today's winner.
Oh, man. Ow.
Huggy, show Phil what he's won. The official Word Girl Styrofoam statue of Dr. Two Brains!
Ooh. Oh, Huggy, that's the third one you've smashed today. Well, that's okay, big fella. Phil, I think there's one left in the back.
That's it for today's show. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word?
Word Girl!
Psst, listen for texture and weakness. In the secret lair of Dr. Two Brains, some spring cleaning is underway.
Ah, oh, come on. Toss, keep, keep, toss.
Hey, boss, this ray sucks the cheese off macaroni and cheese.
Oh, I remember building you. Before I moved on to bigger things, toss it!
Huh, this ray says it can make mice sing.
Toss it!
This one says only works on hair gel.
I always sport the dry look. Do either of you use hair gel? Impressive! And now hold still.
Hey, my hair feels all funny.
Yupper! That new texture you're feeling is cream cheese.
Huh? You mean...
That's right! This ray turns hair gel into cream cheese! Ha! We can have some fun with this one, boys!
The next day at the Word Girl and Captain Huggy Face super secret spaceship hideout... Wow, that is a mouthful.
Ready to go patrol the city, Huggy? Word! What? But we always use the hatch. The secret exit chute? Oh, that thing's way too much trouble. Yes, I know you built it. Look, you can use it if you want. I'll meet you outside, okay? Word up! So, was it as fun as you remembered? See anything? Those two work for Dr. Two Brains. What are they doing outside of that bank?
Word Girl will soon discover that it's not just any bank, it's the Federal Cheddar Reserve, filled with bricks of cheddar cheese more valuable than gold.
Is he combing his hair with a butter knife?
Ooh.
Ew! I guess we'd better check it out. Ugh. Hey! You can't bring that thing in here.
Say, nice hairdo. Although it is a little cheesy.
Ah! My hair, you guys!
Every hairstyle is a weakness. All right, boys, clean out the cheddar. Every last morsel.
Hold it right there, Dr. Two Brains.
Word Girl and Captain Sidekick Monkey. My, you both look lovely today.
Thank you.
Just out of curiosity, did you two use any hair gel this morning?
No. Maybe a little. Why?
No reason. Except that well-styled hair is now a weakness!
Zap! Take cover! Well, that wasn't so bad. Cream cheese? Ew! Gross!
Adios, Word Girl. I'll be sure to send you some bagels for your curly locks! Bagel jokes!
Dr. Two Brains has escaped with all the cheddar in the Federal Cheddar Reserve. Can Word Girl defeat his texture-changing cream cheese ray? Was he serious about those bagels? And is there a better word to describe this episode so far than totally cheesy?
That's two words. Just change scenes already, will ya?
Fine, just trying to liven things up.
Excellent work, henchman. We should have enough cheddar to last us a good long time. Oh boy, here it comes.
What is it, Doc?
Mouse brain says must have more cheese. Always more cheese. Scratch the old itch. Prepare the TV cameras, henchmen. I have an announcement to make.
Huggy, I don't think so. Remember? Cream cheese? Yeah. You know, back when the doc was plain old Dr. Stephen Boxleitner, he was a really good guy. It's that pesky second mouse brain that causes all the problems. It must have a weakness. You know, a weakness. One particular quality that isn't strong. A way it can be defeated. His old lab. Maybe he left behind a clue. Let's check it out. Hey, and tell you what. I'll even take the chute. Oh. Let me guess. You're fixing it. Looks like someone new moved in. Hello? Hi. This used to be Dr. Boxleitner's lab, and I used to be a friend of his, so I was wondering if I could look around.
State your name.
Oh, sorry. I'm Word Girl, and...
Oh, really? Well, what's the definition of the word texture?
Texture is how something feels when you touch it, like sticky, smooth, or bumpy.
Correct. What's the opposite of a weakness?
A strength.
Correct again. Okay. Hold on. Come on in. Don't be shy. Sorry about the quiz, but you can't be too careful these days. Professor Robert Tubing, scientist. And this is my helper, Bosco. Pleased to meet you.
Likewise. This is my sidekick, Captain Huggyface.
Ah, very good. And what's his real name?
Captain Huggyface. Why does everyone always ask me that?
So, you say you knew the scientist who used to work here?
Yes, Dr. Boxleitner was my friend until...
Ahem. Word Girl, mind if I handle the flashback? I am the narrator.
Oh, okay. Yeah, go for it.
Dr. Stephen Boxleitner was Word Girl's friend until an experiment with a vicious lab mouse named Squeaky went horribly wrong, leaving him with a tiny mouse brain stuck to his head and an evil new identity, Dr. Two Brains.
That was perfect. Thanks.
Just trying to pull my weight.
So, you probably came here to search for clues so you can find out Dr. Two-Brain's weakness and stop him from using the cream cheese ray again.
Yes, that's exactly right. How did you know?
Why, I'm a brilliant scientist. Also, he's on TV.
And action. I, Dr. Two-Brains, demand every last shred of cheese stored in the government's largest reserve, Fort Saloo. And if I do not get it all by tomorrow night, I will zap every hairdo in the city with my new favorite toy, a ray that transforms hair gel into cream cheese. You will just love the new texture. That is all. Say cut, evil laugh, and walk off. Oh, oops.
Oh, dear. This is serious. You've got to stop him by tomorrow night, Word Girl.
I know, but by tomorrow night? Well, that doesn't leave us much time to figure out Two-Brain's weakness.
Have you tried cats? All mice are afraid of cats.
Of course we just have cats. I mean, of course.
You've never tried cats, have you?
No.
Time is almost up, General. Have you been able to reach Word Girl?
We're trying, General, but she's not answering her phone.
What's it gonna be?
What do we do? What do we do?
Well, the style of our nation's hair cannot be risked. Bring out the cheese.
Oh, this is too easy.
Perhaps we... Hey, who are you? And how'd you get on the base? Please, gentlemen, I'm a man of science. And this is my monkey of science.
Oh, Dr. Two-Brains, yoo-hoo, it's me, Professor Robert Tubing, the scientist who moved into your old lab.
Oh, no kidding, nice to see you again. How's that sublet working out for you?
It's nice, lots of natural light. Say, any chance of you giving up? I could see about removing that mouse brain for you.
Nah, I've grown rather attached to it. And now no more stalling. Hand over the cheese or say goodbye to your updos.
Well, I tried. Professor Tubing to Word Girl. Come in, Word Girl.
Go for Word Girl.
Launch Operation Weakness.
Affirmative.
Operation Weakness?
Begin loading the cheese. Did you hear that?
I didn't hear anything.
There it is again. It sounded just like a cat. Cat!
Oh, boy. A kitty cat.
Meow!
Giant cat coming right at us, scaring pants off of mouth brain. Run for your life.
Oh, no, you don't, Two-Brain. Now it's your turn to get creamed.
We won! Huzzah!
Huzzah! You've saved the day again, Word Girl. Thanks to that thing.
We call it the Katzenjammer.
Yeah, okay. Well, anyway, thanks again. All right, the cheese goes back inside. On the double, let's go!
Thanks for everything, Professor Tubing. We couldn't have done it without you.
You weren't so bad yourself, kiddo. So, see you next week for a monkey play date. Just kidding. But don't be a stranger, okay?
Okay.
And so, Word Girl finds Dr. Two-Brain's weakness and saves our city's hair gel from turning to the creamy yet gross texture of cream cheese. And a good thing, too. I have a date tonight. So remember, if you have a weakness for action and adventure, tune in next time for another episode of Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is the bonus round of...
May I have a word?
Phil, you correctly defined the word smash. Ready to play the bonus round?
I think so, Bo.
Okay, take a look at these three pictures and tell me which one shows the definition for smash. Okay, time's up, Phil.
Mr. Botsford is really stomping on those grapes. I'm going to go with
Number 3.
That's correct, Phil. You've won the bonus round. Huggy's showing his special prize. Yes, you get to borrow Mr. Botsford and his grape smashing abilities for an entire week.
What am I supposed to do with him?
You're hurting the man's feelings, Phil. I'll see you next time on...
May I Have a Word?
Want Word Girl's word power? Fly over to your local library. Cape not required. Word up!
Favorite word, what's your favorite word?
My favorite word is sweet. If I get a good remark on a test, I'll say, sweet. If I get a good score at a dance competition, I'll say, sweet. If something good happens in my family, I'll say, sweet. When it comes to my favorite characters in Word Girl, sweet. Captain Huggy Face, sweet. The Butcher, nah. The word sweet fits so many things.
That's my favorite word.
Captain Huggy Face, show us what flabbergasted means. That's right! Flabbergasted means to be so surprised you can't think or act. Congratulations, Huggy. Flabbergasted.